This is The Fallout. Now on The JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I love it when we get you caught up on everything in the world of college football. The Fallout here on The John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's start with Alabama and Clemson. They took the weekend off. Understand some players had dates with cheerleaders. Understand the coaches sat in their offices and watched tape. Fun times. So let's get to number three, Georgia. They got to play Tennessee. And for a while, like almost a half, this was a bit of a game. That all changed. Here's Scott Howard from Learfield IMG College.
It's spotted on the 7, 21-yard gain. Fromm to throw into the end zone. Touchdown, Pickens! Touchdown, Pickens! Back right corner.
Can you imagine Scott Howard Christmas morning? I got socks! I got socks! He was happy about that Pickens touchdown. Jake Fromm, two touchdown passes. Georgia came from behind to beat Tennessee 43-14. Bulldogs have won 15 straight SEC East matchups. That's awesome. And they ended up scoring the game's final 33 points. The Bulldogs host South Carolina coming up on Saturday in a victory of 43-14. That's pretty good. All right, number four, Ohio State against Michigan State. Now, Michigan State plays some real sort of salty defense. Was it going to be enough to hold back Ohio State? Here's Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College.
Fields in the shotgun, Dobbins to his left on third down. Snap Justin Fields, hands K.J. Dobbins, running right side to his 35, to his 40, to the 50 goes Dobbins, to the Spartan 30, to the 20 of Michigan State, to the 10 goes Dobbins, and into the end zone goes J.K. Dobbins, breaking a big one loose and taking it from his own territory to the end zone.
Ohio State wins 34-10. Justin Fields, man, another great day for him. Two touchdown passes, ran for another, and Fields finishes 17 for 25, 206 yards. Unbelievable. Now, let's see. Justin, what was the key to victory against Michigan State?
Coach Daly's offense, and then we have great O-line, great running backs, great receivers. So I think once we kind of put it all together, because I think we showed flashes, but we really weren't consistent throughout the whole game on the offensive side of the ball. So if we just get better at that and just being more consistent, I think we'll definitely be one of the best offenses in the country.
The Buckeyes will have a week off, and then they will play at Northwestern on October the 18th. So good stuff for them. Ohio State remaining undefeated. Would LSU remain undefeated? They're playing Utah State. They better. My gosh, here's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Snap back to Burrow. He's looking to throw. Slings one high. Jefferson in the end zone. Takes it away from the defender. Touchdown, Tigers! Oh my, what a catch by Jefferson.
LSU wins 42-6. Joe Burrow, the first LSU quarterback to eclipse 300 yards passing in four straight games. That doesn't seem believable. He threw for five touchdowns. Boy, he is awesome. LSU hosts Florida next week. That is going to be one to watch after their big victory. Oklahoma, they sleptwalked a bit through the first half of their game at Kansas, and you can understand it. There were like 15 people in the stands, it seemed like, in some of the sections. But things got excited. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
Hazel went out to the right. Calcaterra Lamb to the left. Split backs. It is a play action. Hurt steps up in the pocket. Throws left side. He's got the minister. Wide open. Touchdown. Breach. I mean, he was open. Sooners have cracked it wide open.
Touchdown. Breach. Gotta like that. Jalen Hurts, 228 yards. Two touchdowns. He ran for two more. Absolutely awesome for Oklahoma. They remain undefeated. They win 45-20. And it is unbelievable. It's their 22nd straight true road win. That's pretty good. I think that Lincoln Riley is going to do pretty well there. That's just a guess on my part. All right, number seven, Auburn. Traveling to Florida. And everybody was thinking this Auburn team was a lot better. Well, the Florida Gators had other ideas. Here's Mick Hubert. He gets excited. From Learfield IMG College.
Michael P. Ryan off the right hip of Kyle Trask. Four receivers out wide to the left. Four of them. Snap to Trask. Run it to P. Ryan. Off to the right side. Breaks a tackle. At the 15. At the 20. At the 25. At the near sideline. The 30. Down on the sideline. Into the 50. He's into the clear. He runs to the 40. 30. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown!
Love Mick Hubert. I like it before the call when he says, four wide receivers out there. Four of them. He was excited about that. The Gators upset Auburn 24-13. That was only a three-point favorite. But they take care of Auburn there. And they're looking pretty good there. And they will look to climb in the top 10. Dan Mullen afterwards says, great defensive performance. It was, wasn't it, Dan?
Defensively, amazing job, Todd. His staff, the defensive guys grinding, straining, getting to the football as hard as they can every play. That's the type of defense we expect to play around here. Really proud of those guys. Shoot, they gave up one score, and that was on me. You know, if I don't fake the punt, they probably don't give up a touchdown.
Gators improved to 3-1 against top 10 teams in Dan Mullen's year-and-a-half tenure. They've allowed just 16 points in four home games this season, too. That's pretty impressive stuff, good stuff, as they win 24-13. Wisconsin had a gimme game versus Kent State. Here's Matt LePay from Learfield IMG College.
Home work out of the shotgun as Jonathan Taylor to his left on first and 10. And off Taylor again to the 45. Taylor the 40, 35, 30, slips through, breaks a tackle. Goodbye, 10, 5, touchdown, Jonathan Taylor, 48 yards.
I'm figuring the reason that Wisconsin's offense came back this week was because they're playing Kent State. They win 48-0. Jonathan Taylor, 5 touchdowns. Zach Bond, 3 of the Badgers' 9 total sacks. 5-0 start in 3 seasons for the second time. They'll host Michigan State next week. So that's pretty good. See how many points both teams can score in that one. Notre Dame taking on Bowling Green. I'm not expecting a lot, except a lot of points. Here's Paul Burmeister from the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Book calls for the ball, takes it, drops back, looks to his right, now to the middle. Once again has time from the pocket, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame! Javon McKinley just across the pylon on the near side. 25-yard score, and the Irish now lead 34-0.
They won 52-0. Ian Book, 5 touchdown passes, had only 4 incomplete passes. The Irish with 573 total yards. Notre Dame will host Southern Cal next week, Saturday night. I don't know if that's a dangerous game or not. Texas, number 11, on the road at West Virginia. Is this going to be a dangerous one for them? Here's Craig Way from Learfield IMG College.
Sending Jake Smith in motion from left to right. Sam. Pass the snap, rolling to the right side, but still looking to throw back to the left, and throws it outside to Sam Cosmi. Cosmi, how about this? Sam Cosmi, touchdown, Texas. 12 yards to the sophomore left tackle, Sam Cosmi, an eligible receiver on the play. How do you like that?
It's the first exciting, funny thing we've heard about Cosmi in a long time. Sam Ellinger. 2 touchdown passes, ran for 2 more. Texas with an impressive victory there, 42-31. Oh, boy, it's looking forward to it. Coming up, the Sooners looking forward to taking on Texas. So we'll see Texas and Oklahoma go at it. Oklahoma can pretty much eliminate Texas with a win in that one from any national championship discussion after their victory, 42-31. Penn State taking on Purdue. Purdue's pretty bad. Here's Steve Jones from Learfield IMG College.
To near side and far side. Clifford back, blitz coming. Steps up, throws. He's got Dotson 45, 50. Dotson swings at far side, 40. He's going to get a block downfield from George, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. 72 yards to Jahan Dotson. And what a job by the offensive line.
Penn State wins 35-7. A week after shutting out Maryland, Penn State's defense dominant again. The Nittany Lions registering 10 sacks. They held the Boilermakers to 104 total yards, including minus 19 rushing. Holy moly, are they bad. That's really bad. Basketball season's right around the corner, Purdue fans. And we'll wrap with this. If you love offense, I hope you didn't set your eyes on this one because it was one of the worst offensive games I've ever seen. Don't let anyone tell you it was great defense. It was horrible offense. Here's Jim Brandstatter from Learfield IMG College with Michigan and Iowa.
They've got to get to the Michigan 15 for a first down. Stanley alone in the gun. Michigan with a four-man front looking at pressure. They bring pressure. Free man running. Sack time! All the way back into Iowa territory. McGrone and Hutchinson get it done.
The fans were cheering because they didn't have to watch any more of that lousy game. That was what the big cheering was for. Michigan wins 10-3. And I have no idea, I mean, what happened in this game. Shea Patterson, 14 of 26 for 147 yards. Oh, my gosh. Nate the Great Stanley. Unbelievable. What, three interceptions for him? Jim Harbaugh, he was pleased, though.
Really felt the players had a great week of practice and knew exactly what to do, how to do it, and did it with great intensity and great effort. And to hold a team to 1 yard rushing, I mean, that's a masterpiece.
A masterpiece. Jim, there was nothing about that game. That was a masterpiece. That was one of the worst offensive games I've ever seen. If your team's not good enough to show up in the fallout, don't blame Anthony Piano. Don't blame me. Blame your program for not being good enough. Appreciate you every week tuning in for it here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.